$1,000. It could change your life, and it could spark your retirement savings, maybe change your home, or even help your career.
Kiplinger Personal Finance Editor Janet Bodner joins us now. Hi, Janet.
Hey, how are you, Hillary?
I'm good, and I love this story because $1,000. I mean, what can we do with $1,000 in terms of, let's say, our house?
Your house. Okay. One thing you could do, and boy, this is a great time of year to think about this. I'm thinking about this. You can convert a fireplace, a regular wood-burning fireplace, to gas, which actually might be available just in case, you know, you lose your power during a storm. The whole point of our piece, which is in the February issue, which is on newsstands now, is, you know, to take this $1,000 and to sort of leverage it into things, you know, that might pay off in the long run. And for less than $1,000, you can convert the fireplace to gas, which will give you, you know, rewards for as far as sitting in front of it and also enjoying it if you don't have power. Another thing you could do in your kitchen. Now, you know, remodeling a kitchen can cost a lot of money, but nice little rehab you could do. You could redo or retile the backsplash, the kitchen backsplash, for less than $1,000 in the typical kitchen, and you might even have some extra money left over to add a new faucet or some new cabinet hardware or even a new light fixture. So that's kind of cool.
Now, how could $1,000 help advance our careers?
This is really neat. You could do, we have a really nifty thing about building your own brand. You could build your brand for $1,000. You could spend, say, $500 for a few sessions with a career coach. You could hire a professional photographer to take headshots of you that, you know, you can post on your Facebook page or LinkedIn. You could even set up your own website and have somebody monitor it for $99 a year. It would cost you to do that, get some little professional help. And, you know, you could even add, you'd still have money left over to get business cards. And I think that's kind of a neat little package if you're looking to advance your career.
Well, sounds nice, Janet. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
That's Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. And for more information, there's a link on our website.